right, it's debate day in America. Thanks, Scott Shannon. 12 days, you are the ultimate jury. The stakes could not be any higher. Law, order, safety, security on the ballot. Open borders, amnesty, United Sanctuary States of America on the ballot. The new Green Deal madness, the pledge to spend trillions of dollars, eliminate all fossil fuels, that is on the ballot. The false promise that everything will be free, 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 free is on the ballot. Free education, pre-K through college, student loan forgiveness, free. Government-guaranteed job at a government-guaranteed wage with government-guaranteed vacations and government-guaranteed healthy food and health care and retirement. None of these promises will ever be fulfilled. You just need look at any Democratic-run city or state, any blue state. How are they doing with law and order and safety and security? How are they doing with their most fundamental job, keeping people safe? How are these blue states or these blue cities with these liberal activist mayors, how are they doing educating our kids when we spend more per capita than any other country in the world? Lousy. Absolutely atrocious. Massive failure. How did Obamacare work out? Keep your doctor, keep your plan, save, on average, family $2,500 a year. Millions lose doctors. Millions lose their plan. We're paying, on average, 200% more. And there's almost 40% of the country that have one Biden-Obamacare exchange option. It's on the ballot. Packing the courts, on the ballot. Ending the filibuster, on the ballot. Amnesty, in the hopes that, of course, people will take something of great value and forever vote Democrats for 15 million people, on the ballot. Statehood for D.C., elsewhere, on the ballot. They want a Democratic Senate majority in perpetuity. Corruption, obviously, that's on the ballot, too. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. Now, something is happening. We had the head of the Trafalgar Group on yesterday going through all the swing states. This is every swing state. This is as winnable a race for Donald Trump, more so on paper than it was at this point in 2016. Does that mean that Donald Trump is going to win? No. You know, he won Michigan by a little over 10,700 votes. Pennsylvania by 44,000 votes. Not a lot in Wisconsin. I think 0.7%. He was able to squeak out Wisconsin. One of the biggest surprises in that poll I pointed out yesterday was 46-46 in Minnesota. Now, it's Arizona looks very tight. That is a critical state for Donald Trump to win. North Carolina, another critical state. Florida, Ohio, they're always critical. Georgia is always critical. And then all of these, you know, the Wisconsins, the Michigans, the Minnesotas, the Pennsylvanias, you know, they all matter. Rasmussen has the president's approval rating now up at 52%. I got to give the president credit, though. We'll get into this later in the program. I mean, I watched this 60-minute interview that he dumped the whole thing. Now, 60 Minutes, Linda, remember Leslie Stahl was calling everybody I know, talking to totally friends of mine that worked in the White House, can you please tell Sean Hannity to do 60 Minutes with me? And I'm like, I'm not doing 60 Minutes, because what you get as much time as you give them, they will then cut it, slice it, dice it, tear it up, build a narrative around it. And by the time, I'll be unrecognizable by the time that interview ever airs.
That they already happened to you once. Who did that happen with the last time? Where they aired
that was
1 minute?
Ted Koppel.
Ted Koppel.
I shouldn't say this now. I did have a copy of it, but I chose not. I should have released it.
Yes, you should have. We all told you to do it, but you were like, no, that's not nice. I don't want to do that, yada, yada.
I'm just stupid.
They would do it to you?
That was stupid on my part. But the president rightly released it. And then CBS, this is unprecedented. This is unfair. Where are the premier news? Well, now they don't get to go into the edit room, cut, slice, dice, and build a narrative around an interview to make it look like something it absolutely wasn't. The president sat with Leslie Stahl. By the way, I could not believe it. Leslie Stahl is so clueless. She's arguing with the president over whether, in fact, that the Trump campaign, this is now irrefutable, incontrovertible evidence, no FISA application without Hillary's bought and paid for dirty Russian disinformation dossier. It doesn't exist. And she doesn't even know about it. And I'm like, man, these media people with their little blue checks on Twitter that talk in their bubble to each other, they're just absolutely clueless. Humpty Dumpty got his ass handed to him in a debate that he was in, defending the Trump-Russia collusion hoax narrative that they peddled over at fake news CNN for all these years. No wonder nobody wanted to buy a stupid book. Unbelievable. But anyway, so the president gave the whole thing. And by the way, he was spectacular with her. And she's just aggressive and wrong on facts and absolutely has no knowledge of anything beyond that which her media mob cohorts and friends talk about. And they
see, that's where I disagree with you. I think she knows everything. I think she's been told to shut up and she's doing it.
No,
because she wants to be liked. They all want to be liked, Sean.
Well, they all want to be liked. They all want to go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. They all want to be. I was tougher on Trump than you were tougher on Trump. Can you be tough on Trump? Hating Trump is like, I hate him.
They all want the viral moment. They don't care about honest journalism.
They don't care about it. None. They got it wrong. They lied to this country for 4 straight years. You know, how do you have impeachment with Ukraine and ignore Joe bragging on tape? You're not getting $1 billion until you fire a Ukrainian prosecutor. Think how stupid that is. You fire a vice president of the United States leveraging our money to demand the firing of a prosecutor in Ukraine. Why did he do it? Well, we now know because zero experience Hunter was paid millions. And it's only the tip of the iceberg. What is so fascinating and we'll talk to Peter Schweitzer later in the program today and we'll get into, you know, all of this in great, great detail. There now is more evidence coming out. We now have 3 whistleblowers that have come out. One guy's name is Bevin Cooney. Now, Bevin Cooney has joined forces with Peter Schweitzer. He's in jail. It's Hunter Biden's business associate in jail, convicted. Devin Archer, whose name you've probably heard more often, he's just been convicted and awaiting sentencing. And now we hear from this new guy, Tony Bobulinski, a former Hunter Biden partner, confirming and corroborating the legitimacy of all of this reporting that Joe Biden stood to rake in millions in this one particular case from Chinese businessmen through his son Hunter serving as the conduit. Anyway, so Bobulinski, the former Biden partner, confirmed that he was the recipient of an email published by the New York Post last week. In other words, we've corroborated that, dated May 13, 2017, showing Hunter Biden was offered a contract worth $3 million a year for, quote, introductions alone. Well, what does introductions alone mean? That means influence peddling. That means selling access to your vice president father. That means that Joe is then therefore compromised in and of himself. And he also was able to confirm this one email. Hunter Biden called his dad the big guy. In other words, when they talked earlier, we discussed this week that email and said, OK, well, 20% is going to go to H. Hunter. And now he's confirming and he will hold 10% for the big guy. The big guy, this guy, Bobulinski, is saying was in fact Joe Biden. And he's saying everybody knew that that was the case. Now, Joe Biden, every time. Now, we've got the Grassley and the Johnson report, 87 pages. Now, Ukraine is just the tip of the iceberg, Burisma. You'd think it's bad enough a $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China with no experience. There's like no experience in oil, gas, energy, or Ukraine. Then the $3.5 million wire transfer from the First Lady of Moscow, a Russian oligarch, no experience in Russia either. Then you got this picture, even Joe Biden's in the picture with this Kazakh oligarch, another wire transfer to Hunter Biden's company. And then if you ask any Democrat about it, they have a fit like you just, we can't talk about this. This is not true. What do you mean it's not true? Nancy Pelosi told reporters today she's not going to answer questions about Hunter Biden's emails with his business deals when it's Hunter Biden's father that is allowing the sale of access. Well, what does that mean? That means that Joe Biden, as vice president, was selling access to his office, which then compromises his ability to do the job, not only as president, but as vice president. And if the last name, I promise you, was Trump, it'd be a lot different. Now, back to this guy, Tony Bobulinski, releasing this devastating memo last night, confirming Joe Biden was in on the family's corruption and influence peddling and selling of access, also is pointing out that at a May 2017 text message that has now been obtained by Fox News reveals Bobulinski was warned by his former business partner, James Gilliard, not to mention Joe Biden was involved. Don't mention Joe being involved. It's only when you are face to face. I know but they are paranoid. Well, what are they paranoid? If you're doing everything right, you wouldn't have to be paranoid. And Hunter Biden's business partner corroborates the claim that Joe Biden was the big guy. Bobulinski said, confirmed in the email, that in fact, yes, the email is genuine. And yes, then he provided more information to Fox News regarding the Biden's role in the deal. The email, that's the one that notes Hunter has some office expectations. He will elaborate. A proposed equity split references, quote, 20 for H, that would be Hunter, and, quote, 10 held for by H for the big guy. No further details. The references to the big guy in this much publicized email is, in fact, a reference to Joe Biden. And Bobulinski said in a statement, he explained there was a partnership between the Chinese operating through the SEFC chairman and the Biden family. And he said he was brought on by Hunter Biden and James Gilliard, who was listed on the sender of the email. And Bobulinski went on to say that he does not believe Joe Biden's past claim that he and Hunter did not discuss Hunter's businesses, claiming that Hunter frequently referenced asking him for sign off on advice and various potential deals. I've seen the vice president saying he never talked to Hunter about his business. I've seen firsthand that is not true, because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They said that they were putting the Biden family name and legacy on the line. The Biden family aggressively leveraged the Biden family name to make billions of dollars from foreign entities, even though some were from communist-controlled China. He also said he believed the Chinese involvement in the deal was a political or influence investment on their part. Of course it was. Well, if Hunter has no experience, what are they paying for? Why pay millions? What are you expecting in return? Buying access, influence peddling. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to step in. Can you mention it to this person and that person? Well, that means you're compromised. You've been bought off. Unbelievable. All right, listen, we're going to get to a lot of this today, and Peter Schweitzer will join us as well. Look, you want to look your best. You've heard me talk about Chamonix now for years. They're so great, such a great company. They're so innovative. I mean, they keep coming up with products other companies wish they could design. Their latest is Zotique. It's a deep correcting serum from our friends at Chamonix. And we got this, by the way. George, great guy, runs a great company. The challenge was to get all the benefits of alpha hydroxy acid with no irritation, and then combine that with our technology to deliver pure vitamin C deep into one's skin where collagen is made, and it treats many layers of skin. Anyway, that's the new rave of Chamonix, Zotique it's called. It's a deep correcting serum, and it means your skin will be as smooth as possible, smooth as silk, free from redness, acne, and acne scars. Everybody that's tried it swears by it. You have 100% money-back guarantee. If you want to try it, just call 800-SKIN-509, 800-SKIN-509, or Genucel.com. Order now. Get guaranteed free 3-day shipping. 800-SKIN-509, Genucel.com, from our friends at Chamonix.